All right, on the phone right now with none other than Mr. Brett Kissel. Brett, thank you so much for joining us today, buddy.
Oh, thank you for letting me call in. It's great to chat with you. It's great to promote new music, and it's great to catch up and connect again.
Absolutely, man. How's life going, aside from being accused of giving the Oilers bad luck?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that was hilarious, wasn't it? I mean, other than that, everything is great.
It is. You've had a very busy time earlier this month. You wrapped up your Compass tour with Jade Eagleson, which, again, major props on the Compass project. I can't even fathom the amount of work it would take to put out like a 4-part album like that, but I would imagine that the experience has been vastly rewarding for you.
In so many ways, it has been. I'm really, really proud of that entire project, all four of those records, and really what all of them represented, because it was a beautiful time for me to honor my roots with the West album. We produced that record in Saskatoon at Bart McKay's wonderful studio. We did the East album, which is a beautiful ode to the singer-songwriter side of my life. Then we did the North album, obviously, which is a live record. The South album that had, you know, the hits that we had, like Never Have I Ever and Ain't the Same with 98 Degrees. But now we're going into uncharted waters now. We got a brand new single called Let Your Horses Run that I'm very excited to share with you and all your listeners. And then hopefully that'll lead to another new album, although I don't have many details on that at this time. I just know that Let Your Horses Run is going to be a great next chapter for me as we close the Compass chapter and open up a new one.
Yes, we're here for that, man. So tell me a little bit about Let Your Horses Run. So that's coming out at the end of the week.
Yeah, it's going to come out on Friday, or actually technically like Thursday night, midnight. But it's a song that talks about resilience. It's a song that talks about confidence, perseverance, and making sure that you can do, making sure you know that you can do anything it is that you want to do. You can become an unstoppable force. And I'm very, very proud of the lyrics, proud of my songwriter, Jesse Fraser, that I got to write this song with, and really excited about the production elements in this track too.
And it really seems to me with, you know, the song's name and the themes of it, it seems like you've really been embracing like the ranching, like the Western style of country music a little bit more.
Well, and you know, I certainly have been, and it's authentic too. You know, it's something that I grew up, you know, surrounded by. I was able to buy the family farm from my mom, my dad, and my grandparents a couple years ago. So because of that, you know what, it's really authentic, and there's a genuine quality that can come into my songwriting now. If I want to talk about the ranching side, if I want to talk about Western themes, it's not, you know, make-believe. It's not pretend. It's the real deal.
Coming from a place of extreme relatability, my parents just bought the family farm from my grandparents, and the amount of emotions and articulated thoughts that come out of a situation like that, because, I mean, like a family farm, I mean, this is a place where you've built a home and memories have been made, so, you know, to keep it in the family, I mean, that's just, like, one of the most poetic things that you can do.
It really is, and, you know, they're not making any new land, and I was thinking about, at the time that I was signing the paperwork, Jordan Davis's song Bad Dirt, you know, that really was resonating and hitting home with me. So I'm very grateful to have this spot, to have this land, and you know, I'm just honored that my grandparents, you know, were able to strike me a good deal, because I couldn't afford it all, but they knew that I wanted to carry on the tradition, the legacy of this land, and so I'm just grateful that they allowed me to do it.
You grew up on that dirt, now it'll be your dirt.
Absolutely, and you know what, and my kids one day too.
Absolutely. I mean, I can't even imagine the future plans that you have going through your head. So this Friday, Let Your Horses Run is going to be out. We're very excited for that. And then the summer is looking pretty sweet. I see you have tons of summer dates locked in. Any plans for beyond that?
You know what? We're definitely going to go into the summer with a lot of excitement and enthusiasm, play these great shows. We don't have many plans for the fall right now, which is okay, because I might need to go back into the studio and spend some time there. So we're really taking it song by song and show by show, which is really, really special. It allows me and gives me the opportunity to be a lot more present, and I'm grateful for that.
Awesome. Well, we're excited for you. Just quickly circling back to talking about the Compass project, just for a brief moment. So I just wanted to express my appreciation for the north side of the Compass, because to me, live albums have always been a thing that I've really, truly loved. And I feel like it's such a good way to get in touch with, you know, the true feel of a music act. So for you to put that out, it was awesome.
Well, thank you. And I've always wanted to do a live album too. But you know what? I didn't know what city or what show show in particular to record it at. So I just decided to hit the record button over the course of several years. And it was one of the most fun exercises, talking to my band and saying, hey, do you remember when we played up in Anchorage, Alaska? That was a great version of Thank God I'm a Country Boy. And you can hear that now where I'm calling out, people in the stands, and you can hear the excitement and really sense that energy. And then, you know, there's other songs like the first song after the pandemic, or the first show I did at the Calgary Stampede when they reopened that summer, I did Drink About Me and I got really emotional on stage. That was, that was the clip that we decided to use. That was the song. So it's a very unique live record that's recorded over time. It's not just one show, Brett Kissel live at, you know, the Windspear Center, Edmonton, or live at the Calgary Stampede. It's 12 or 13 songs of me live across Canada.
You know what? So going back to the early 90s, I'm a massive AC/DC fan. And so their AC/DC live album they put out, they did the exact same thing. Each song on the album was taken from a different concert. And if you go back and listen on the end of the album, for those about to rock, you can hear them go, "We salute you, Edmonton."
No way, really?
Dead serious.
Oh, that is so cool. For Edmonton, Canada, obviously, to get a shout out. That's awesome.
No kidding. So Let Your Horses Run out this Friday. I just wanted to close things out with bringing up a fun little thought here. Going on your Twitter, you had a random thought. You said if Hardy is doing Diff Tape honoring Joe Diffie, then country music as a community needs to do a George Strait 100 song tribute album. So you're asking your followers what your favorite George Strait song is. I'm going to opposite that question back to you. Which one would yours be?
Ooh, tough one. A lot of that depends on my mood. I think for the most part, I'd probably say like Oceanfront Property. Just love that song. But you know what? If I'm feeling really, really sentimental and reflective, I listen to God and country music. If I'm in a love, you know, lovey-dovey mood, I'll listen to I Get Carried Away by the Look, by the Light in Your Eyes. Or if I'm feeling like super rodeo inspired, I love listening to The Fireman, because I used to sing that song at all the rodeo dances, you know, when I was coming up through the ranks.
So,
I mean, here's the thing. There's just too many, dude. There's too many. You can't. That's why you need a 100 song album.
Yes, absolutely. For me, it would be Check Yes or No. That song is just so wholesome.
It is so good. That one, in a nutshell, is what's great about country music. A beautiful story. It's a love song. And it's George Strait. How can you get anything better?
And the best from all worlds, too. So got to manifest that, put that out into the universe. Maybe it'll happen.
You know what? And if I could, I'd love to be a part of it.
Well, hey. Well, again, Brett Kissel, thank you so much for joining up. I personally don't think that you're giving the Oilers bad luck.
But you know what? And thank you for saying that. I don't think I'm giving them bad luck either. But you know what? That petition was at 2,499 signatures, so I needed to send it over the edge. So I signed it, became the 2,500th.
You're a good sport. You gotta.
What else can you do, right?
You gotta. Well, again, Brett Kissel, new single, Let Your Horses Run, out this Friday. Best of luck with the release of that single, and kill it on those summer dates. I know you will.
Oh, thank you.